All right, fans, this is it. We are ready. We are on the air. We are radio. .dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Penguins and the Warriors from William Jessup University. Jessup in the house. NAIA sanctioned referees in the house. Stuart Horn with you for this CalPAC doubleheader. A long night of basketball, and I am really looking forward to it. Penguins are 4-5 in conference. Warrior women, 4-5 in conference. At this point in the season, and it's getting late, it's a good time to win your way out of the conference. Penguins only have three more conference home games after tonight. So they need to pretty much pick them all up. And last time these two teams met was a buzzer beater. The DU's got them. We'll see which one of these teams wants it more. It's really going to come down to that. Both teams well coached. And we'll have the starting lineups. We're going to have the national anthem. All that stuff is coming up on radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu. Welcome, fans. Big shout out to the William Jessup fans listening worldwide. Of course, DU fans, alumni, staff, faculty. Listening abroad, current time, 5:28 p.m., Saturday, the 26th of January, 08. 5:28 p.m., fans, on the West Coast, Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, in the good old U.S. of A. 5:28 p.m., for those of you listening abroad. Both teams are lined up now. In anticipation of the starting lineups and the national anthem, which will be coming at you very shortly. The overhead music is still going. Penguins are lined up in front of us. Coach Brianna Chambers looking very slick in her sports suit. Got the pinstripes going tonight. Brianna Chambers in her first year. So let's see here if we can bring the national anthem to you. No anthem tonight. All right. So we'll get to the starting lineups then right away. Our new SID is Michael Rupp. He has indicated there will be no national anthem tonight. So while both teams lined up and we're staring at the flag... They've now collapsed back toward the benches, and they will be bringing out the starters. For William Jessup University, the Warriors, under head coach Scott Pisick. He's in his first year. He's assisted by Ruthie Bolton and Melissa Treeblosser. They are 4-5 in conference. And number 10, Amanda Gilming. A 5'8" junior out of Forest Hill will get the start. She's a guard. Number 21, Kia Shaw, is a 5'9" senior out of Manteca. She'll be a forward. Number 23, Rocky Russell, is a 5'8" freshman out of Cottonwood. She's a guard. Number 24 is Shaughnessy Patton, a 5'4" senior from Central Lake, Michigan. The leading scorer, I will get to the leading scorer momentarily. But Haley Thompson, number 33, is a 5'10" senior out of Winters, California. Not starting, but the leading scorer is Christina Kidd, and she's a 5'9" sophomore out of San Jose. Talking to Coach Pisick, and he said one notable thing about Kidd's game. Speaking of Christina Kidd, she's got a two-game average of 25 points per game working. So that's pretty solid play out of Kidd. And no doubt the Penguins are going to be ready for Kidd in some capacity. Let's hope so anyway. The other thing was Coach Pisick mentioned that the whole team went down and took a walk across the Golden Gate Bridge today. So that's kind of a nice thing, considering the teams were in town and had a chance to walk across the Golden Gate, so that's kind of cool. For the mighty Dominicans, under head coach Brianna Chambers in her first year, she's assisted by Denisha Prophet, Ron Greenberg, both in their first year. Number 12 is Vanessa Miller, a 5'7" junior out of Costa Mesa. Number 15 is Shelly Claremanco, the 5'10" sophomore. She's the hometown girl out of San Rafael. Number 20 is Alicia Flatton, a 5'6" sophomore out of Hayward. Number 25, JJ, Jennifer Jackson, a 5'6" senior from Inglewood. And number 44 is Olivia Williams, a 5'10" senior from Vallejo, California. 20 minutes on the overhead, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Both teams in the middle now. We are about ready to tip off. From the NAIA, the three sanctioned referees in the house, Marsha Barclay, Bruce Kendall, and Gary Hamilton. Referees are in place. Both teams back down on the bench. We've got a couple of new DU cheerleaders in the end area. And for the Penguins, it will be Olivia Williams and Rocky Russell in the middle for the Warriors. All right, there's the whistle. We're going to have the tip-off, and Rocky Russell tips it out. The William Jessup Warriors are moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your keyboard. Penguins attacking the southern hoop. The Warriors have it now in the key. Here goes a long two ball by Shaughnessy Patton. It's back at her, and the rebound is taken by Shelly Claremanco. We are underway, fans. Now Jennifer Jackson's got it low in the key, and up with it is Olivia Williams. She misses it too high off the glass. No score. Down with it, William Jessup. Across the middle now. Jessup brings it up. Here's Gilming, Amanda Gilming, a 5'8" junior out of Forest Hill. Bounce pass outside now to Haley Thompson. Thompson now muffed it out of play, and it's going to be... Oh, it was tipped out by Claremanco. I thought it was out off of Thompson, but Thompson will bring it in from the end area. No, she won't. It is Rocky Russell to bring it in right under the hoop. She flings it indoors. She gets it to Shaw. Shaw gets it indoors to Thompson. Thompson couldn't make the easy layup. Now the rebound is taken by Gilming. Gilming brings it around the baseline, flips it back to the top of the key. Now inside to Thompson. And the foul is called against Shelly Claremanco. That's the first team foul. The first foul called to this game. 19:21 to go. Inbounds. William Jessup has it. Kia Shaw, flip outside. Long two ball on the way by Russell. No. It's tipped out, and chasing it just out of bounds was Russell. And Shaughnessy Patton. Patton, a 5'4" senior out of Central Lake, Michigan. If you'd like to interact with us, folks, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. Stuart Horn with you live from the Conlon Center. CalPAC basketball doubleheader. Now JJ goes for the layup from baseline. Hits the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound is taken by Haley Thompson. Thompson, the senior out of Winners, at 5'10". Now driving the lane is Kia Shaw. She goes left side, and it's broken up by JJ into the hands of Flatton. Flatton's going to bring it up. Now she goes crisscross. She gets it down low. Jennifer Jackson outside, three ball on the way, short. Rebound now, Shaughnessy Patton. Patton's going to take it the length of the court. Now she backs up, slows things down, gives it over to Shaw on the left wing. Check it on the right wing. Now to the left side is Shaw. Shaw takes it all around the key. Flip outside to Gilming. Gilming has nowhere to go. Out indoors now, Thompson. Thompson back outside to Shaw. 8 on the shot clock. Shaw thinking three ball. She goes right side. Gilming on the way. Three ball. Uh-oh! Gilming buries a long three to open the game. 3-0, the Penguins trail. 18 minutes to go exactly. Just the one score so far by Gilming with a long three ball from the right wing. Flattened now. One of the Jessups hits the deck, and it's broken up by Thompson. Thompson steals it away into the hands of Gilming. Now they get it across to Shaw. Shaw with a stutter step. Now she's got JJ on her. Right side over to Gilming. Now left wing. Now indoors. Jessup working the perimeter. Oh, JJ almost broke it up there. It's 3-0. Penguins trail. Patton. Patton works it indoors. Easy layup from the left side by Thompson off the glass. 5-0. Penguins trail. 17:22 to go. Gomes getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Gomes with her debut just a couple of nights ago against Santa Cruz. Had a beautiful opener for Gomes. Number 32 is Gomes. Right side now is Miller. 9 on the shot clock. Klimenko drives the lane. Kick out. JJ on the way. Fires it indoors to Olivia Williams. Has it stolen away. Jessup's got it. Gilming now driving the lane up against Flatten. Gilming. Oh, and Flatten stole it away. Gilming with a high bounce pass. And now Flatten has it stolen back away by Patton. Right side layup. Patton 2. 7-0. The Penguins are trailing in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader. Ladies first. Then the guys scheduled to go at 7:30. Outside, Miller on the way. Three ball. Deep. Rebound. Russell. Rocky Russell hauls it down. Sends JJ on her feet. Now a whistle. Jennifer Jackson has been called on the foul. Second team foul for the Penguins. Klimenko's coming out and Gomes is coming in. Raquel Gomes, number 32, is a 5'10 freshman out of Santa Rosa fans. And a lot of people talking about Gomes after that beautiful appearance the other night. Gomes very effective in the minutes she got against Santa Cruz in her debut performance as a Penguin. Quick inbounds now, and the Warriors cannot convert. The Penguins come down with it. Flatten throws it away. Flatten was going for a fast break and right into the hands of Kia Shaw. Shaw out of Manteca. She works it down to the right wing. Gilming, thinking three ball, doesn't want to do it. High bounce pass, indoors. Russell gets it indoors now to Christina Kidd, the top scorer for the Warriors. And Kidd can't convert. And with 2-on-1 under the Penguin hoop, or the hoop that the Penguins are defending, I should say. There was a foul called, I think it was against Alicia Flatten, I'm not sure. Score is 7-0, fans. 15:51 to go. First time out has been called by head coach Scott Pisick. Pisick in his first year. He's assisted by Ruthie Bolton and Melissa Treeblesser. This time out brought to you by T&B Sports in San Rafael. T&B Sports since 1946. You can find them on the web at tnbsports.com. Proud sponsor of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. The end of the timeout has come, fans, and we are just about ready to get going. As both teams go back out onto the floor. 15:51 overhead. The shot clock is reset at 30. And I believe William Jessup is going to get it in on the short end. It's 7-0. The Penguins have failed to score yet. They've only had a shot or two on goal. Inbounds to Shaw. Back inside to Kidd. Kidd with a turnaround jumper, nothing. Down with it is Gomes. Gomes pulls it out, gets it over to Miller. Now it's 2-on-2 in the backcourt. Miller's going to slow things down, flip it off to Flatten. Flatten gets it indoors to Williams. Williams off the glass, and Williams scores the first bucket for the Penguins with a great assist by Flatten. Flatten was just threading the needle there to get the ball in, 7-2. 15:27 to go. Shaw across the middle. Shaw fires it indoors to Kidd. Kidd averaging 25 points a game in the last two games. Kidd with a great assist to Gilman. Gilman couldn't handle it. Now they're working the ball on the perimeter. Shaw's got it. Left side, she drives the lane with a jumper softly. Too much. Gets her own rebound. Shaw now picks it back up, flips outside to Gilming. Gilming has a wide open shot, slams into Gomes. Gomes had come set. And they're going to call that a charging foul against Gilming. And that is right. Gomes had come set, and Gilming pounded into her. Gomes put the hands up and was solid there under the hoop. Little old Gilming slammed into her. There was an official timeout now, and something with the scorer's table trying to figure out who the foul was against. Foul was against Amanda Gilming. Okay, they've got that cleaned up. the referees come over to confirm who the foul was against, because the initial call was put up as a number that was not on the floor. So the scorer's table didn't know what to do with it. So now they've got everything cleaned up, and they're going to make sure the shot clock is set up properly. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 14:56, now they're going to confer again. Warrior men are in the house. They've just arrived. 24 on the shot clock. They're going to leave it there. Inbounds. Miller gets it in to Baskerville, who's come in. Baskerville's first minutes tonight. Over to Miller, right side. Back outside, Gomes on the right wing. Oh, wide open was Olivia Williams with a great pass by Gomes. 7-4.
Hey, change the score.
7-4 is the score. There we go. Now they finally got it. I had to remind them. Everybody's so excited that they forgot to change the score. Now the shot goes up from the left wing by Christina Kidd. She didn't get it. Alicia Flatten got it. 7-4 is the score. Penguins on their way back. Flatten on the left wing with a foot fake. Goes between the legs. Now flings it over to Baskerville. Long two ball on the way. Baskerville a little bit short. Taken but down by Olivia Williams. And Olivia Williams was trying. She was going up against Kidd, and both ladies were flinging all over the place. It's called against Kidd, and that's a second team foul, two apiece. On the foul watch. 7-4 the score, 14-10. Penguins on the short side. Flatten's going to bring it in. She does to Baskerville on the left wing. Baskerville drives the lane. One low bounce pass to Olivia Williams. Gets her own rebound, and Williams goes back up with it, and a jump ball has been called. She got tied up with Haley Thompson. So the Penguins will get it at the exact same place. Krumick getting ready to come in. And she does come in for Vanessa Miller, who heads back to the bench. Krumick wears number 4. Inbounds to Olivia Williams. Over to the top now. Baskerville on the left wing. She dribbles one time. Outside to Gomes. Muffs it. And it goes out of bounds. Oh, no. They give it to the Warriors. Gomes muffed it. She didn't see the pass coming to her. 13:57 to go. 7-4. First half action. CalPAC doubleheader tonight on radio.dominican.edu. Now way out between the circles, the Warriors have it. Here's Shaw. Shaw doesn't know what to do with it. 15 seconds to go. Here's a long three ball. No. Rocky Russell thought about it. She deked me, but she didn't take the shot. Now they get it over to Patton. Back in the corner. 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. The put back is good by Haley Thompson. It was a big, long air ball, and Thompson was waiting under perfectly positioned. Krumick now gets the ball. Krumick, left side. Oh, no, and Krumick dribbled it out of bounds after Shaw came in and slammed up against her. 9-4. .13:18 to go, fans, in the first half. Now the clock rolls, and Shaw's going to bring it up. She brings it right across the middle of the insignia, middle of the house. They get it indoors to Kidd. Now they flip it outdoors to Gilming. Gilming on the right side. One dribble over to Kidd. Kidd gets left corner. Uh-oh, coming in and under was Patton. She goes up, no. And the putback by Haley Thompson is no good but a whistle. Fouls against Olivia Williams. Scores 9-4, fans. A slow beginning. As Haley Thompson goes to the line. Thompson on the way, and that's nothing but swish. That was a very elegant arc on that one. Haley Thompson on the way. Her second one is good. Thompson wearing the black socks all the way up to the knees. Same as Shaughnessy Patton. Same as Shaw. All three ladies with the black hose way high. Left side now is Krumick. Krumick goes up from the baseline. Krumick has it stuffed by Kidd. Kidd now has the ball across the middle. Oh, Baskerville had it stolen away for a second. Now a double dribble has been called against Christina Kidd. Krumick comes out, and Jennifer Jackson comes back in. Jackson out there with Flatten, Gomes, Williams, and Baskerville. 12:35 to go, fans, in the first half. Across the middle now, Flatten goes 180. Flatten throws it over to Jennifer Jackson. It goes through Jackson's hands, goes out the door, and the ball leaves the stadium. The Conlon Center, the Penguin Stadium here on campus, on the western side of campus. Now the ball's back in play after somebody retrieved it from the foyer. Here's Gilming, left side. Gilming kick out Thompson. Thompson doesn't want to do anything with it. Shaw on the left wing. Shaw thinking three ball. No, she's not. Gilming. Now Gilming with a head fake. She gets in past all the Penguins. Too high off the glass. Flatten pulls it down. Flatten with a low bounce pass past Jennifer Jackson again. That's two in a row to Jennifer Jackson, and Jackson couldn't hang on to it. That time the pass was a little errant. Was a little bit low. The first one was a little bit high. Jackson will see it on film and say she should have had both. 11-4, the Penguins are trailing. Kia Shaw across the middle. She flips out right side to Patton. Patton buries a deuce nicely. Patton attacked the soft side, and the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. 13-4. Well, the Penguins are looking rusty right now. Real rusty. Outside, Baskerville with a head fake. Thinks three ball, gets it over to Alicia Flatten with a three ball, missed it right side, Gomes down with it. Gomes with a turnaround jumper, and Gomes buries the deuce. 13-6. Full court press, the pressure by the Penguins. And Jennifer Jackson flips it out of bounds as Gilming heads out. Rocky Russell's back in her place. 13-6 with 11:21 to go. Now they get it inbounds. Shaw, ooh, just barely over Baskerville. That was a nice inbounds to Shaw. Left side stolen by Flatten and into the front row of the grandstands. Flatten got a hand on it, kicked it out of bounds. Well, she didn't kick it. She hit it with her hand. 11:15. 13-6. Now the clock rolls. Here's Shaw. Shaw top of the key. Shaw goes right side. Shaw gets it over to Patton. Now to the top of the key, back to Thompson. Thompson too low off the glass, and it bounces back out. Alicia Flatten's got it across the D. Left side, Flatten, Baskerville, three ball on the way. Oh, in and out. And Gomes almost had a hand on it, but it's taken down by Christina Kidd. 13-6. We're inside of 11 minutes, fans. Now here's Shaw to bring it up. Shaw looks right, throws it right. She gets it over to Patton on the way. Three ball, left side, no. Jennifer Jackson hauls it in. Left side, now Flatten gets left off of Olivia Williams, who overran the basket, and she stepped on the end line. The pass from Flatten to Williams, she led Williams a little too much. And Williams stepped right on the end line after she realized she had passed the bottom of the backboard. There was no way she was going to get the shot off. 10:33 to go. 13-6 to you, trailing. In the backcourt, Shaw's got Baskerville on her. Shaw now brings it up the right side. Shaw flings it across the court. Gilming's got it. Gilming drives baseline. Flatten gets in her way. Gilming now has nowhere to put it. Shaw top of the key. Right side. Now Gilming. Left side. Indoors. Kidd. Kidd with a turnaround jumper. Kidd buries a deuce. Timeout has been called by head coach Brianna Chambers. And it's a good time to call a timeout. 15-6. The Penguins looking pretty rusty, with 10:09 to go in the first half. Three team fouls committed by the Warriors, and two team fouls committed by the Penguins with 10:09 to go. This timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, located in the Montecito Plaza. Stop by, say hey to Bobby. Find him on the web at puentes.com. 10:09 to go, fans. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California, broadcasting live from the Conlon Center. CalPAC doubleheader tonight, and we are in the middle of a big one. The Warrior women, 4-5 in conference. The Penguin women, 4-5 in conference. The men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. But we have 10:09 to go in the first half of this one against the Warrior women. And the Penguins are looking funky so far. And I don't mean funky in a good way. I mean funky like they got to shake the cobwebs out. Right side is Jackson. Well, Jackson wasn't even ready for that, but she got it. Jackson now drifts over to the center. Jackson has nowhere to put it. Gomes indoors. Gomes set up perfectly. Gomes buries the deuce. Gomes converts another duck, and the Penguins get another two. 15-8.
What's up with the score?
There we go. 15-8. I think there must be something wrong with the score machine. Rocky Russell now from the right side converts a deuce. While I was worried about the score up on the scoreboard, 17-8. Guess I'll do my job and let them do theirs. 9:19 to go. Left side, Baskerville. Baskerville's got it on the wing. She gets it over to JJ on the right wing. Back to Baskerville, thinking three ball. Oh, came off of her leg. Jennifer Jackson falls on it, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Warriors. Another unforced error by the Penguins. Jackson and Baskerville were just playing catch with it there on the perimeter. And it was a poor toss. And Jackson tried to fall on it, and it squirted out of play. 17-8, we're inside of 9 minutes now. Shaw with a high dribble. And she tried to pass it off to Kidd, but Jennifer Jackson stole it. JJ goes right side. JJ was going to take it coast to coast. JJ is fouled. Foul is called against Shaughnessy Patton, the 5'4" senior out of Central Lake. Central Lake, Michigan is Patton. Penguins right under the hoop. Indoors to Olivia Williams. Williams goes up and she's fouled. They threw it in about 2 feet. And Williams was trying to convert the quick one. Krumick is getting ready to come back in now for the Penguins. Olivia Williams will go to the line for two. The first one she does not make. Klermenko also comes in as Baskerville and Gomes are going to take a rest. Gomes with a very solid first half. And frankly, Gomes about the only good thing that's happened in the first half, and Williams misses them both. Oh, brother. 8:45 to go. 17-8. Man, oh, man. I don't know what to say about the Penguins, except they need to get it going. Of course, I've been saying that the whole time. Here's a turnaround jumper now, an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. That was Rocky Russell who got the ball on the left side from Kidd. And she shot a relatively simple little fadeaway jumper for Russell's, one of the best ball handlers on the team. Now they get it over to Krumick. Krumick goes indoors to Klermenko. Back outside. Penguins get it. Now Olivia Williams goes up. No whistle. Hauled down by Gilming. Gilming's going to take it coast to coast. Gilming now with a stutter step. Gets it off the glass. She missed it too hard. Oh, man. Gilming's going to see that on film. And knock herself in the head like she could have had a V8. Left side now. Passed it off is Flatten. Flatten goes indoors to Olivia Williams, who gets a shot off. Put no bucket with a whistle. Foul is called against Christina Kidd, the 5'9" sophomore out of San Jose, and the leading scorer for William Jessup. Three ball to Krumick on the way. Krumick buries a three. 17-11. Krumick out on the right side. Oh, Krumick from way out there. She was at about 21, 22 maybe. Right side now. Shaughnessy Patton's got it. She gets it indoors to Russell. Russell drives toward the baseline. Almost has it tapped away by Flatten. Now over to Kidd. Kidd with the turnaround jumper. And she hits Klermenko right in the teeth. Klermenko got smacked right in the teeth and the nose at the same time. And she picked up the foul too. So that's a double dip. So Christina Kidd will go to the line. On the way, Kidd. In and out. Boy, it was in there for a long time, too. But it just clipped out. Haley Thompson has re-entered. She's in the backcourt with Kia Shaw. Kidd on the line. Kidd now with the pre-shot routine, and this one's perfect. So Klermenko stayed in the game after getting bopped right in the face. She's all right. 18-11. And Krumick with that three ball. Being a good bit of momentum. Here's Krumick with another three. Oh, Krumick outside again! Hiroshi Brusuk. 18-14. Hiroshi Brusuk, by the way, fans, that's great shot in Russian. And, of course, Krumik's from Kiev. Now the Penguins steal it away, and Kia Shaw gets in the way of the pass toward Krumik. Krumik's already hit. She just hit 2-3 balls in about 20 seconds of play. One from the right, one from the left. Oh, Krumik. Krumik wears number 4. And that was the old number of Chelsea Whale, who was also a three-point specialist. Here's a 3-ball by Flatten on the way. Oh, Flatten just a little tiny bit deep. Now Kia Shaw brings it down. She goes coast to coast. Shaw, right, left, Jukes, outside, Thompson. Back to Shaw on the left wing. 3-ball on the way. Oh, she buries a tray. 21-14 with 6.5 to go. 5 team fouls committed by the Warriors. 4 committed by the Penguins. High stress first half. Now Flatten's got it. She goes up against Kidd, who tried to rifle it away from her. Flatten goes up with a turnaround jumper. 360 air ball. 6:10 to go. 21-14. Here's Kia Shaw across the middle. Gomes and Baskerville getting ready to come back in for the Penguins. Over to the right side, Gilming. Gilming's got Krumik on her. Krumik playing some massive defense. Now into the left corner, Thompson. Thompson to Shaw. Turnaround jumper, Shaw. Shaw hits a big three and then a big deuce. 23-14. The Penguins can't gain any ground. Penguins need to quit matching baskets. They need to have some stops here. Right side now, Jennifer Jackson. Jackson on the right wing. Oh, they flip out to Krumik. Left side, Krumik 3-ball on the way. Oh, in and out. I thought she had another one. Well, Krumik just hit 2 big threes. And then she missed that one just ever so slightly deep from the left side. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. 23-14 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. Driving it in now is Thompson. Check it, that wasn't Thompson. That was Russell. And an air ball from the right side by Gilming. And Gilming is limping. Back down with it, Thompson. Thompson gets her own rebound. Indoors to Shaw. To Kidd. Kidd hits the bottom of the backboard and a whistle.
Who's that foul on?
Foul is called against Shelly Clarmenko as Kidd goes to the line. Kidd missed it to the right. Flatten and Williams out. Baskerville and Gomes in there. Christina Kidd goes back to the line and she makes this one. So Kidd, the last two times to the line, has missed the first one, but then nothing but swish on the second. 23-15, we're inside of 5 minutes, fans. Left side, Baskerville on the wing. Gets it to the top, Clarmenko. Right side now. Now the Penguins work it indoors on the assist from Krumik. She got it in there to Baskerville. Baskerville went up, and she was fouled by Gilming. So Baskerville go to the line. That's Michaela Baskerville, number 24, is a 5'6" sophomore out of Alameda. Baskerville on the line. Oh, she buries the first one nicely. Shaughnessy Patton is going to re-enter the game in place of Amanda Gilming for the Warriors. Warriors out of Rockland, California, just east of Sacramento. 4:44 to go. Baskerville on the way, and she nails them both. And that's large for the Penguins' Mo. They need some Mo. 24-16. Across the middle, Shaw. Oh, Shaw almost lost a pivot foot. Shaw flips it left corner to Patton. Patton down low to Russell, who saves it falling out of bounds. But Jennifer Jackson's got it. She's got Kia Shaw on her. Jennifer Jackson with the layup. Oh, Jackson slams into Baskerville. And Jackson now hits her chin or her right eye on Baskerville, and Jesse Mazza has run out onto the court. Boy, Jackson buckled backward after slamming her right side of her face like a right orbital, but nothing hurt. And Jesse Mazza will return back to his station. Jesse Mazza, the head trainer here at DU. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go, 24-18. After a beautiful steal and a coast-to-coast. Now Gomes steals one. And they're going to give it back to William Jessup. Christina Kidd will have it right in front of the broadcasting area. Kidd, number 31. Kidd flings it in now to Russell. Russell between the circles over to Shaw. Shaw's got it now. Shaw looking for a place to put it. She gets it to Thompson on the left wing. Thompson, one dribble, almost has it broken up by Claire Manco. Outside Shaw, three on the shot clock. Shaw goes up with it, hits the rim, no. Baskerville with a rebound, 3:48 to go. Baskerville, fast break. Shelly Claire Manco off the glass. Oh, too high. Claire Manco missed it. Baskerville now got a hand on it, and they're going to give it back to the Warriors. Warriors get the ball back. As Olivia Williams has re-entered the game for Claire Manco. Out there with Baskerville, Krumick, Gomes, and Alicia Flatten. So William Jessup's going to bring it up now. 24-18, 3.5 to go, fans. Kia Shaw with the Sox very high. Shaw goes left side, drives a lane. Shaw missed it deep. Back down Gomes. Gomes flings it away. Gomes to Flatten on a fast break. Flatten now zigzags over left side. One bounce, Olivia Williams. Too high off the glass. Baskerville had a hand on it. Now Kidd falls out of bounds. It's going to be Penguin ball. Kidd with a stage dive into the Warriors bench. 24-18, trying to save it. Kidd fell on it, but it went out of bounds. Inbounds now, Penguins on the short side. Baskerville left wing. 3:10 to go. 24-18. Gomes has got it. Here goes a three ball by Krumick. Oh, Krumick with an air ball. And Olivia Williams was going after it, trying to pick up the rebound. Williams came down on her knees right in the middle of the key. Krumick hit two early threes. Now she's missed two. And Olivia Williams was pushed. That's why she ended up falling.
Is that foul on Shaw?
Fallon.
31?
On Kidd. 24-19. Thompson's going to leave the game for now. And Alexis Tyviti has come in her place, a 5'8" junior out of Hayward. And Williams cans them both, 24-20. The Penguins eking back in this one. Now bringing it up is Kia Shaw. Shaw brings it across the middle. She gets it over to Gilming on the right wing. Gilming has Alicia Flatten all over. Now Krumick with some brilliant defense against Patton gets in the right wing. Now left side. Head fake. Russell with a jumper. Six on the shot clock. Tipped out Flatten. Flatten one-on-one against Shaw. Flatten's going to reset. Flatten flings it indoors to Olivia Williams. Off the glass low. Williams gets nailed but no whistle. Now Shaw's got it as they transition back. Shaw slams into Alicia Flatten. Here's the long jumper by Russell. No. And who's going to get it? Jessup comes up with it. It's Tyviti. Tyviti now flings it over to Shaw, and it's in the backcourt, and it's going to go out of play, and the Penguins will get it on the short side. Tyviti had a great steal and a great save as she fell down. She tried to hit Shaw near the timeline. And it got past Shaw, and then it just rolled on its merry way all the way down. Inbounds now to Flatten. Flatten's got it on the right wing. Shot clock resets, 27 now. Over to Flatten, three ball on the way, Flatten. Oh, whoa! Flatten had it in and out, and then it fell back in. 24-23, 2 minutes in the first half. Boy, the Penguins were looking so funky halfway through the first half. The first half of it was just rusty. And now they've managed to creep back into it, 24-23, 1:45 to go. Shaw's got it. A good crowd on hand. His first week of classes are back in session. Here's a long jumper by Tyviti. Air ball, and it goes out off of Gilming. Gilming didn't see it coming. Gilming's back was to the shooter. It was an air ball, and it hit Gilming's leg, went right out off the end line. Thompson getting ready to come back in for the Warriors. Krumick now's got it. She gets it indoors. One bounce over to... Oh, no. One bounce to Olivia Williams. She tried to flip it around to Gomes, but there was a warrior in between, and it went out off of Gomes. 1:23 to go, fans. A one-point game. The Penguins trail. 24-23. Timeout has been called by the Warriors. Oh, man, this is getting crazy in here. Tons of DU fans in the house. And a bunch of Warrior fans. They're out of Rockland, just east of Sacramento. About a 1 hour and 45 minute trip down to the Conlin Center. Fortunately, the weather today was not like it's been the last two or three days. Torrential rainstorms the last couple of days. Today, cloudy, no rain. More scheduled tonight, so I bet the Warriors are going to get it on the way home. But at least it didn't hinder their trip down. The end of the timeout has come. 1:19 overhead. 27 on the shot clock. 24-23 the score. Kia Shaw brings it across. She gets it to Thompson on the right wing. Thompson flings it back indoors to Shaw. 180 jumper. No, down with it, Olivia Williams. Now the Penguins on offense. Now they're bringing it across the middle. Slowly, methodically. Right side, Krumick for three. Oh, Krumick missed it left. Gomes hauls it down. One bounce. Gomes back up. No, it's tipped out. Taken now by Patton. Now it's turned back around. Oh, the Penguins with a massive backcourt pressure. Outside, Thompson thinking three ball. But Krumick gets on her. Now Gomes. Now they get it indoors. Turnaround jumper, Russell. She buries a deuce. Rocky Russell with a fadeaway jumper. 35 seconds to go, fans. Penguins on offense. It's a three-point game. Penguins want this last shot before they go into the clubhouse. Gomes, left side. Krumick, three ball on the way. Oh, Krumick missed it right. Back up with it. Jennifer Jackson in the jumper. Jackson double pumped. 26-25. 15 seconds. Kia Shaw across the middle. Right across the D of the insignia. Halftime extravaganza coming up, fans. Kia Shaw gets it indoors. Thompson works it. Nothing. Down with it. 4 seconds. Across the middle. Flatten's got it. Gomes falls on it. 1 second. Half-court jumper. Oh! Jennifer Jackson nails it with a half a second. A half a second on the buzzer, and Jennifer Jackson from the half-court line. Jackson buries it, and the score is 28-26. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, the Penguins wrestled it away. There was about 4 seconds on it. Gomes fell on it. It squirted out. Flatten had a hand on it. Jennifer Jackson picks it up. And with less than 1 second, Jackson from the mid-court line, right in the center of the house, buries the deuce. 45 feet. And it's good for two, and that's the first time the Penguins have led tonight. Holy cow, talk about going into the clubhouse with style. Jackson, the crowd came unglued. So we'll have the second half for you now in about 15 minutes. I'll be back in 10 minutes with a halftime extravaganza. 28-26, Penguins on top. Both teams 4-5 in conference. We'll send you back to the studios now for some more Indian Unsigned on radio.dominican.edu. Hold that thing up close. Turn that thing up toward you. Or you can actually hold it if you want. Bring the cord in this way.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, 19:35 to go. And the Penguins in transition after the Warriors let the ball get away from them. And the shot goes up by Shelly Clarmanco, left side. How's that sound for you?
Sounds absolutely great. Thank you.
Okay, good.
What a way to make an entrance, huh?
That's all right. So we'll have a guest here in a few minutes as we get the second half underway. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. The official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Second half action as the Penguins are taking on the Warriors from William Jessup University out of Rockland. And the Penguins, Shelly Klimenko, who scored the deuce to put the Penguins up 30-26 as we get the second half underway. Went to the line after the foul, but she could not convert. In and out by Gilming from the right wing for a long three ball. Couldn't get it to drop. 30-26. 19:02 to go. Here goes Olivia Williams on the left side. Williams now high off the glass. Missed it. Down with it. Jessup, the Rocky Russell pulls it. Now she goes coast to coast. Left side, Russell beats Flatten and nails the deuce. 30-28. 18:45 to go. Now here's Miller. Miller flips it in the backcourt to Flatten. Now at the timeline. Now JJ, right side. Jackson, low bounce pass to Klimenko. Comes off her leg. Gets over to Miller, and Miller walked with it. 18:30 to go. All right, fans, just a quick break in the action there. We lost everything for a second, but now I think we're back. Now the Penguins are on defense, and stepping out of bounds was Gilming on the end line, 17:48 to go. 30-28, the Penguins are on top after that massive two-ball by Jennifer Jackson with less than 1 second to go in the first half. Before both teams retire to the clubhouse, inbounds on the short side. They get it over to Williams. The Penguins have it. Oh, Williams has it stripped away by Shaughnessy Patton. Patton got a hand on it, and then they're going to call a foul on Patton, I believe. Yeah, that's right. So Shaughnessy Patton gets rung up. Chris Hurt's in the house. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. Chris Hurt's one of the Warrior fans in the house, does the statistics. And now the Penguins throw it away in a jump ball between Flatten and Patton. Flatten and Patton. Flatten has the, on her left, gym shoe. She's got the inner stripes colored gold, like Penguin gold. All the rest of them are white. Now the shot clock is, we've lost power. Somehow all the power has been lost in the house. The scoreboard has gone off. The shot clock has gone off. So we're going to take a quick break here, fans. And they're going to see if they can restore power. Now they have restored the power. So the shot clock has come back, or the overhead scoreboard has come back on. As the referees have made their way over to the table. And they're going to confirm the scores, the scoring, and the time. So we're going to take a quick timeout on radio.dominican.edu. Go back to some Indian unsigned artists. This could just take a minute. We don't expect it to take more than that. Be right back. Radio.dominican.edu. Wait. Tonight's proceedings fraught with technical difficulties, but I think we're back underway. Everything looks square. Three ball by Jennifer Jackson. Jackson goes up, missed it right. Down with it, Miller. Miller goes up with it, can't get it. Two shots on goal, no. Haley Thompson comes down with it. And they're looking for a shot clock reset. It said 43 on the shot clock. That can't be right. Very rarely does the shot clock reset to 43. So now they're going to lock in the shot clock. Michael Rupp is right on top of things tonight. So good job there by the new SID, Michael Rupp. He's only been here a couple of weeks. And now he's got about 1,000 people in the Conlon Center staring at him as he's trying to get everything reset. Roger Goodwin is in the house. He's helping out. Pat Huser, he's here. Everybody's helping, and now we're back underway. So those guys got it taken care of. Okay, here's Gilming now out on the right wing. Gilming flips it back to the top. Patton's got it. She drifts over to the left side. Big long three ball by Thompson. Thompson, air ball. Down with it. Olivia Williams, 17-13 to go. The Penguins by two. Across the middle, Jennifer Jackson. Everybody talking about Jackson's big two ball at the break. Now get it indoors to Williams. Williams, 180 turnaround, jumper off the glass. Williams low, gets it. 32-28. We're inside of 17. Shaw to bring it up now. Shaw with some very high ball work as she brings it across the middle. Shaw flips it inside to Thompson. Thompson drives the lane. Oh, Klermenko got an arm on it. Thompson got the shot up, but as her arms went up, Klermenko stuck an arm in there and fouled her. Gomes getting ready to come back in for the mighty DUs. 32-28, 16:46 to go. Haley Thompson on the line, the 5'10" senior out of Winters. Penguin fans slamming their feet on the grandstands, and Thompson missed it. Gomes comes in place of Klermenko. 32-28, three team fouls committed by the Warriors. One team foul committed by the Penguins. And that one team foul is the one that sent Haley Thompson to the line. On the way, Thompson cans the second one. Nothing but swish. Now here comes Jennifer Jackson. Jackson's going to bring it up. Right side, Jackson goes coast to coast. Now she stops, slows, flips it, no look to Olivia Williams, who goes up right side, foul. Foul is called against Rocky Russell, the 5'8" freshman. Russell getting a lot of playing time. She's only a freshman. She's out of Cottonwood, California. On the line is Olivia Williams. There's a horseshoe right back at her. Williams hates it when it doesn't go. Most Penguin fans feel the same. 32-29, 16-38. And she makes this one. Williams, usually very sure-handed from the line. I mean, you can mail it in when she goes to the line. She just barely missed that first one. 33-29, the Penguins by four. 16.5 to go. Thompson, top of the key. Thompson, long three ball on the way. Thompson missed it by 4 miles. Oh, brother, and the Dominican fans are letting her have it with the chance of air ball. Thompson had a clean look at it. Penguins weren't defending that far out. Now the Penguins work at zigzag style. Jennifer Jackson, low bounce pass. Gomes gets it. Gomes flings it back over to Miller. Miller thinks about it. She drives the lane left side. Miller on the way with the layup. Yes. Miller straight away for two. 35-29. The Penguins need to break away a little bit. They were trailing by as many as 10. About halfway through the first period. Left side now Shaw. Shaw gets the jumper. Shaw high off the glass. And Shaw pours it in very elegantly. 15:47 to go, 35-31. The D's going to work. Left side, Gomes, three ball on the way. Gomes missed it a little bit short. Back down, Olivia Williams, one bounce. Now she turns 360. Williams gets her own rebound. Now Miller gets it and puts it back. Miller with a finger roll, and that's two. 37-31 with 15.5 to go. Shaw to bring it in. She flips it to Rocky Russell, who's going to slow it up now. Russell between the circles. Russell with the black hose all the way up. Russell takes it coast to coast. Russell goes up and has it blocked for an instant by Williams. Now she flips it back outside. Gilming with the jumper. Gilming off the glass. A nice play. 37-33. 15:08 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. We're moving along now. And we're at 15 minutes. Second half action. Here's a three ball by Flatten. Oh, brother, another air ball. This time by the Penguins. And falling on it is Jennifer Jackson. Seems like Jennifer Jackson gets tied up with just about every jumper that happens. Krumah getting ready to come in for the Penguins, and there's a buzzer. Rocky Russell back to the bench, and Christina Kidd's coming her place. And Vanessa Miller to the bench, and Sasha Krumah in her place. 37-33, fans. Second half. Both teams 4-5 in conference. So this huge implications. The difference between this and the last game they played, Gomes wasn't a part of the team. Well, she was a part of the team. She didn't play. Gomes had her debut just 2 nights ago. Here's a jumper now by Shaughnessy Patton. Patton flails the arms up from as she was drifting left to right in the key. Foul's called against Krumah. That's her second. 37-33. Krumah came in and hit two huge threes. and then she missed two threes. So they kept firing it over to Krumick with a hot hand, and she couldn't get it to go. Patton on the line. Patton bends at the waist. In and out, Patton. I don't know if Patton succumbed to the pounding of the Penguin fans. It looked like a pretty good stroke. She just didn't go. Penguin fans are all stomping their feet. Patton on the way. Patton cans this one beautifully. 37-34 is a great free throw. 14:29 to go. Jennifer Jackson is going to bring it across the middle. She's right in the middle of the house, coming across the D insignia, right in the middle of the Conlin Center. She needs a place to put it, and she has nowhere to put it. And now she low bounce pass to Gomes. Gomes tries to flip it over to Williams, but Thompson gets in the way of it and steals it. Now Thompson flings it the length of the court. Gilman comes up with it somehow after one of the Warriors fell out of bounds. Shaw has it on the right wing. She goes left side. Patton's got it. Patton's got Krumick on her. Top of the key, left side. Now is Shaw with 13 on the shot. Shaw, two bounces. Left side, slams into Jennifer Jackson. They call off the shot, and a charge is called on Kia Shaw. 37-34, the Penguins will get it on the long end with 13:52 to go. Jennifer Jackson flings it into Flatten, and she sets up the screen. Okay, Krumick now on the left side. Krumick goes to the baseline. Krumick now throws it away right in the hands of Shaw. Shaw's bringing it up. Shaw now takes it coast to coast. She misses the layup. Olivia Williams down with it. Left side now is Flatten. Flatten is going to take it herself. At the last instant, she flips it off to Gomes. Goes up. No whistle. Gomes converts a deuce. 39-34, 13:09 to go, fans. Here comes Gilming. Gilming brings it up the right side. Rocky Russell getting ready to re-enter as Shaw has it now between the circles. Shaw slowly drifts off to the right. Three bounces. Gilming thinks three ball. She's got Williams on her. Back up to the top of the key. Three ball by Patton. And Patton converts a tray ball. 39-37, two-point game, DU. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Currently 6:40 p.m. on the West Coast, fans of the good old U.S. of A. Across the middle now, here comes Alicia Flatten with a low bounce pass to Olivia Williams. Williams thinks about it. Williams goes right, left, jukes, out of bounds. Penguin ball as it was tipped out by Thompson. Baskerville will re-enter in place of Krumick. Krumick had a double-digit game against Cal Maritime about a week ago. And then she opened tonight with two huge threes. Thought she was going to be on fire, but then she cooled off. Flatten now, left side. Flatten from 21. Oh, Flatten missed it right. It bounces out. Kia Shaw comes down with it. Back over to Thompson. Left side, zigzag. Russell with a layup. Game tied, 39 up. Coming up on 12 minutes, fans. Back and forth. A lot of action in this game. And a timeout has been called by head coach Brianna Chambers. Sitting in with me now is Chris. Chris, what's your last name?
Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z.
Well, you don't have to spell it.
distant relative of Lou Holtz.
Yeah, right. That's what I hear. All right, and you're from William Jessup. Isn't that right? You're a senior this year, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, what are you studying up there?
I have a double major in Bible and Theology and Business Administration of William Jessup.
What are you going to do after you graduate, Chris?
My guess is as good as yours right now.
Well, it's probably better than mine. I barely know you. I just met you. Well, I met you a couple years ago, actually.
Right.
You were on the radio then, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Good to be back on the radio again.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Chris Holtz joining us from William Jessup University. You're listening to live CalPAC basketball. A CalPAC doubleheader tonight. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. And Chris will be sitting in with me through the end of this game. 12:03 to go, fans. 39 all. This could be coming right down to the wire. No doubt it will be. Back out on the floor for Coach Scott Pisick is Rocky Russell. Gilming is out there. Thompson's out there. Shaw. And now Christina Kidd has re-entered the game. And Kidd is the leading scorer for the Warriors. 39 up. The clock rolls. We're inside of 12. Here's Flatten. Penguins lost a heartbreaker a couple nights ago. Oh, Flatten from the left wing. Flatten drifted in nicely with a runner. And Flatten pours home a deuce from the left side. 41-39. The Penguins lost a real heartbreaker a couple nights ago against the Banana Slugs at UC Santa Cruz. And the William Jessup Warriors beat the same group of Banana Slugs. Now left side. Now the Penguins work it on the fast break. Jennifer Jackson is able to feed Gomes, and Gomes pours in a deuce. 43-39. 11:20 to go. Over to the left side. Kidd's got it now, top of the key. She drifts in from the right. Oh, Kidd is fouled. And I think Jennifer Jackson's going to pick up the foul. Chris, you must have seen Kidd play a lot this year. Your impression?
Yes, I have. She's a very good player, I will say that. Very strong inside, very good post player. It has a propensity to turn the ball over just a little bit.
All right. So now Kidd will go to the line. That's the third team foul committed by the Penguins. Five team fouls committed by the Warriors, and Kidd misses the first one, long and left.
And the free throw shooting needs a little bit of help every once in a while.
All
there
right.
Are some nights when she can go for 6 for 6, and other nights 0 for 6.
And that one's perfect as she dumps it in. So Gomes is going to bring it in for the Penguins. She does so to Jennifer Jackson. The Penguins have their two best ball control people in there in Jackson and Flatten. And Flatten, who normally plays the point, Jackson brings it up. Now Flatten on the right wing. Flatten back to JJ, top of the key. She drifts left, goes to Olivia Williams down low. Williams 360 spin move off the glass. Williams converts the deuce. 45-40 Penguins, 10:50 to go, fans. We're just about three quarters of the way through tonight's first game. And the Penguins now leading by 5. They went up by 2 at the half. Oh, Gomes steals it away. Gomes comes up with it on a pass indoors by the Jessups. Gomes rips it away, and Gomes makes her way back down low. Now Flatten allows Gomes to get in position as she slows things down between the key. Or between the circles, I should say. Now she gets into the key. Now top of the key. Now the Penguins... Oh, Flatten had it stolen away for an instant as J.J. misplayed it. Flatten goes up left side on the rebound. Flatten is fouled by Thompson.
Boy, the Warriors are really making the Penguins earn it tonight from the foul line. Not allowing any easy looks at the basket. Not one bit.
Yeah, the Warriors are playing some massive defense. You're absolutely right. 10:16 to go, fans. 45-40. And Alicia Flatten will be on the line at the end of this timeout. It's been called by Coach Pisick. He's assisted by Ruthie Bolton and Melissa Treeblosser. And I am being assisted tonight by Chris Holtz from William Jessup University, one of the statisticians for the basketball team. He's a senior up there at William Jessup. How's campus life up there?
It's going pretty well. We added about 30 some odd new students this semester, and we're looking to grow here. We're almost done with the second stage of our fundraising, and we're looking to add to the campus after we finish this fundraising.
What do you mean add to the campus? Like in the way of buildings?
Buildings, yes. Apartment. We're looking for apartment style buildings, and also a new gymnasium. We are going to be replacing possibly NEC next season.
Replacing it or moving out of it?
Well, both, actually.
Okay.
Which will be a good thing for both our fans and for visiting schools alike to come up and see our campus.
45-40, fans. 10:16 to go. All right, thanks for that bit of info on William Jessup. Just east of Sacramento, up there in Rockland. That's where the 49ers used to work out.
Yes, absolutely.
10:16 to go, and Alicia Flatten will go to the line for her first of two. Flatten on the way. Flatten very deep. Boy, not even close. Flatten turns around and winces. She kind of looked up at the ceiling there. She just hated that shot. This one's on the way. And that's perfect, Flatten. One of two. 46-40. 10:15 to go. The clock rolls. So Kia Shaw will bring it up. Shaw out of Manteca is a 5'9" senior. Shaw now fakes right. Goes down low. Hits Thompson perfectly. Thompson gets her own rebound. Then the second up. Hits the bottom of the backboard. No foul. Olivia Williams hauls it in. Hands it off to Flatten. He's going to slow things down. Flatten now between the circles. A lot of DU fans in the house, and a bunch of Warrior fans have come down for this one. Jennifer Jackson now top of the key. Baskerville. Baskerville works it over to the right. Two bounces. Low bounce pass to J.J. with the jumper. J.J. no whistle. Kid comes down with it. Kid with a brilliant rebound. A kid wears the undershirt under her uni. The only player on the court to do so. And that is that's a good look. Kid is just so solid. And now a great jumper from the left wing by Rocky Russell, who just powers it in there. Bumps a bunch of Penguins out of the way from the baseline and slams it in, 46-42. It's a tight one, fans, 9:13 to go. Right side, Baskerville. Baskerville in just her second appearance as a Penguin tonight. Baskerville, uh-oh, and now it's thrown away by Flatten, but Baskerville manages to come up with it. Baskerville drives baseline, and it's knocked out of bounds by Shaw. No, it's not. It's knocked out by Baskerville. Shaw forced the issue, and Baskerville turned it over. The Warriors, with some good defense, forced Baskerville out of bounds on the end line. 46-42, 9 minutes exactly, fans. Here's Shaw after Kidd threw it in on the long side. Penguins by four. Right side now. Here's Patton. Patton way out on the wing at about 26. She doesn't want anything to do with it. Thompson sets up the screen. Patton goes in, drives the lane. Patton's fouled, and they're going to call it on Alicia Flatten, I think. Check it. That's called on Raquel Gomes. I think that's the first on Gomes. I'm not positive. If Chris were working the stats, he'd know. But he's on the radio right now. 46-42. 8:44 to go. And the first one is missed by Shaughnessy Patton. And that's a gift to the Penguins. Patton, a 5'4" senior out of Central Lake, Michigan. Patton rolls the ball. Now she takes a little extra time on this one. As both teams collapse into the key, she missed it. Gomes with a rebound. Boy, that's a double gift. It's like a Christmas and birthday gift all in one. Right side now, Baskerville with the jersey out. Left side, Flatten. Flatten on the wing to J.J., three ball on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. J.J. gets her own rebound. She fires it indoors to Baskerville. Now the put back, Baskerville for two. 48-42. Baskerville was just in perfect position as J.J. got her own rebound. Hammers it in there toward the baseline, and Baskerville beautifully handled the ball. Well, it was a bullet, and then she just softed it in there. Thompson now goes right, goes left, up against Olivia Williams. Oh, Williams with a massive rejection. All ball, no whistle. 48-42, we're inside of 8 minutes. What a brilliant defensive move. Left side, Flatten goes left side, Flatten off the rim. Flatten had it there for a second. Flatten went coast to coast in a left-handed layup and couldn't get it to fall. Here's a long jumper by Russell. Three ball, no. Taken down by Thompson. Now somebody falls on it. Alicia Flatten fell on the ball. She got tied up with Shaughnessy Patton. And they give the ball to the Penguins on the... Oh, timeout has been called by Brianna Chambers. And the Penguins are going to get the ball at the end of this timeout by virtue of the possession arrow. So good job by Flatten to fall down on the ball.
Absolutely. She is one of the best players in the California Pacific Conference by far.
And Flatten is a superb ball handler and a great point guard for the D's. This timeout, fans, brought to you by Frank Howard Allen. Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Love where you live. Search for homes. Get neighborhood information. Find them at fhallen.com. End of the timeout has come. 7:34 to go. 48-42, radio.dominican.edu. Inbounds now to Baskerville. Back over to J.J. Full court press, Warriors. J.J., 2-on-1. J.J., low bounce pass to Williams. Williams works it indoors, nothing. Kid comes down with it, and Williams jumps on top of it, and it's another jumper. So from one end to the other, and this time it's going to go to the Warriors. Out there for the Penguins, Flatten, Williams, Gomes, Jackson, and Baskerville. And now the Penguins are going to get the ball. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They just gave the Penguins the ball on the last possession arrow. And now it should go to the Warriors, although the referees are in conference, and it's looking like they're going to give the Penguins the ball.
Yeah, I think what the confusion was that both players were down on the floor, Flatten, and one of the Warriors players, and then one of the officials pointed towards the Dominican bench, and I am not sure. I think the Dominican player called timeout.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're trying to work it out. That's the old making the T sign while you're pinching the ball between your elbows.
Well, somebody else is grabbing at it, too.
7:21 to go, fans, and the referees are in conference again. Boy, it's been one thing after another tonight with the technical back and forth. Chris stepped into the luxury box and almost killed himself. My apologies there. I should have told you. 48-42 as he sat in the chair and almost went flying off of our opulent broadcasting stage here. Luckily, it's complete with carpeting, so he didn't get hurt. So they're gonna give this one back to the Warriors. And I thought that was right because Flatten fell on the floor, but she didn't call a timeout. It was a jump ball down there. So Brianna Chambers agrees. 7:21 to go. There's not going to be much of an argument there. Chambers looking pretty sharp in her pinstripes tonight, though. I'll give her that. A great look over there. Chambers, a very classy lady. 48-42. 7:21 to go. We're at about 5 minutes to seven, fans, on the West Coast in California. Chris and I sitting high atop the eastern wall looking down on the area of play. Looking down on center court, straight down practically. Here's Kidd. Oh, Kidd with a wide open lane. And she drives the lane perfectly. And Kidd buries a deuce. The last two games, Kidd has averaged 25 points a game. So she's been playing great. Here's JJ. JJ gets it indoors. Too far to Olivia. Outside, Gomes on the way. Gomes is fouled by Kidd on the way. Kidd covers her face. She can't believe it. But Kidd did stick a hand in there. She knows it. She didn't mean to do it, maybe. She was just trying to get the defensive move on Gomes, though. And Gomes, who wears 32, you know that's O.J. Simpson's old number. Yeah. Here's Gomes on the way. Oh, Gomes missed it left. I shouldn't have brought up O.J. There's the now the substitutions. Haley Thompson's come back in place of Christina Kidd. And Gomes will go to the line. Gomes in only her second appearance is a D.U. Gomes on the way. Oh, Gomes missed them both. And the fans expect so much, and your broadcasters, too, expect so much out of Gomes that for her to miss two in a row is almost unthinkable. Here's a long two ball by Haley Thompson. Missed it. Penguins down with it. Baskerville's got 3-on-1. Baskerville gives it to Shaw. Just handed it to her. And now in quick transition, Russell's got it right side. Russell converts a deuce. And that was some poor setup pattern by the Penguins. Shaw stole it away, 48-46. She didn't even steal it. It was just handed to her. 6:20, left side. Penguins got to get some mojo going. Here's Gomes, drives in left side. Gomes, oh no, and now they call a travel on Gomes. A double dribble. No good. Gomes went in amid a flurry of Warrior hands, and she muffed it ever so slightly, and that was all it took to stutter. And now Kia Shaw will bring it back up. She does so just to the right of the middle of the timeline. Over there to Gilming. Gilming now drives the baseline. Now Gilming. Oh, Gilming is fouled by Baskerville.
And that was a close one, too.
Michaela Baskerville. Yeah, that's...
It was either going to be a travel or a foul.
Yeah, you're right. And for a second, I thought she had traveled. You're absolutely right. 48-46 on the short side. Inbound, Shaw's got it. Right under the hoop, the Warriors. Shaw goes left side. She goes kick out to Patton on the left wing. Now indoors, Thompson. Thompson won. What?
Yep. Gomes moved her feet just enough for the official to make the call. Just enough.
You're absolutely right. Gomes had not come set. Gomes drifted with Thompson. And the foul, that's the 16th foul racked up against the Penguins. That's the third against Gomes. 48-46, back indoors now. Nice head fake by Russell, all alone, air ball. Gomes comes down with it, hauls it down. Gomes leads Jackson perfectly. Right side, Jackson on the way with a jumper, she's fouled. Jackson couldn't get it to go, and she ends up on the floor, 5:39 to go. The Penguins by two, and Jennifer Jackson will go to the line. Who's that on, Chris?
That would be on Amanda Gilman from Forest Hill, California.
All right.
The many foothill cities.
All right.
Between Auburn and Lake Tahoe.
Jackson misses the first one, and Sasha Krumick is going to re-enter in place of Michaela Baskerville. Baskerville back to the bench. See if J.J. can get this one to fall. It's a very tight game, 48-46. Jackson now on the line for a second. On the way. Jackson in and out. Man, the Penguins have missed four freebies in a row. And at the end of the game, those four could really be a big part of it. Shaw goes right side. Thompson against Krumic. Thompson low off the glass. Boy, no foul. Thompson ends up under the hoop. Thompson stopped. Now right side. Krumic thinking three. Now it's 5-on-4. Thompson is out of the game. Thompson and the Penguins are able to convert as Gomes scored a deuce. And a referee's timeout is now called. As Thompson twisted an ankle. I thought Thompson may have gotten poked in the eye or something. But Thompson twisted an ankle, and now Coach Pisick is up on his feet. He's talking to the referees. He thought that the referee should have stopped the game. Thompson was beyond.
Oh, this is not good.
Thompson was beyond the end line, and Thompson's being helped off the court. And Thompson's one of the high scorers, at least tonight, for the Warriors. And Thompson cannot leave the court on her own. That left ankle. Chris, what's the deal there?
Yeah, one of the better players for William Jessup, too. And that, oh, you don't want to see that late in the year.
Well, have you seen her get injured with that ankle before?
Just a few minor twists every once in a while.
Okay, so it's nothing big. 50-46. We'll see, though. It looks like it might be something big. She couldn't put any weight at all on it. Kia Shaw to bring it up now. We'll keep an eye on Thompson as the clock rolls at 5:05. Penguins up by 4, 50-46. Gomes scored the last deuce, by the way. Kia missed it. Kia had a perfect run-in. Here's a long three ball now by Patton. Missed it right. Back down, Gilming. Gilming goes up, and Krumic stuffs an arm in there. Krumic fouls, and Gilming gets the deuce. Oh, man. The Warriors had two shots on goal. They couldn't get either to drop, but they just kept picking up their own rebounds. They were boxing out so nicely. 50-48, and Gilming will have a chance to bring the Warriors within one. Now the Penguin fans are all pounding their feet. Gilming on the way. Oh, Jennifer Jackson fell into the key. And now they're going to call. I don't think they're going to call any shot on it at all.
Redo?
That might be a redo. Nope, she missed the first one. And apparently she had let the ball go before Jackson fell in. Okay. Jackson lost all of her balance. Here's Gilming for the second one. In and out. So the Warriors pay the Penguins back. Oh, man. There's been some sloppy free throw shooting tonight by both teams.
Yeah, normally William Jessup does very well in this building with free throws. Statistically, they're the best of any road gym in this conference.
Left side now as Olivia Williams is fed perfectly under the hoop by Gomes. Williams converts the deuce and she turns 180.
Good move there by Gomes.
Gomes with another great assist, 52-48. We're coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Kidd outside. Kidd flips it over to Shaw on the right wing. Shaw drifts left side. Shaw stops. Stutter step. Indoors. Kidd. 180. Kidd up. No. Gets her own rebound. Sasha Krumic sticks an arm in. Kidd converts a deuce left side. 52-50. 3:46 to go. Flatten now to bring it up. Flatten looks over to the coach. Flatten gets the play. Flatten goes right-handed, left-handed over to JJ on the left wing. Gomes straight away, doesn't want to take the shot. Here's Krumic, three ball, backs up, on the way. Oh, Krumic hits a tray ball! That's her third tonight! Krumic cans the three!
That was a big three there.
Hiroshi Brusuk! That's great shot in Russian, Chris. Now the turnaround jumper! By Russell. Russell can't get it to go. The Penguins come down with it. Uh-oh, Flatten falls on it. Flatten is wincing in pain as her right knee slammed into the ground. Her left knee's all bandaged up. Flatten comes up limping like mad, and that's not good. Oh, man. Now they're going to slow things down. And I think that a foul has been called, I think. Seven?
Yeah, the foul was on Patton. Sir, I don't know.
Okay, the foul is called against Shaw. And Flatten will go to the line. Boy, at this point in the season, I hate to see Flatten get hurt. Our next broadcast, fans, coming up in 3 days as the Red Hawks from Simpson University will be in the house. That's a CalPAC doubleheader, women at 5:30, guys at 7:30.
Jessup's main rival now.
All right. Jessup's main rival is are the Simpson Redhawks.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are both up that way. All right, gotcha. 56-50 is flat and cans the first one. And that's large at this point, especially considering the Penguins haven't been making too many free throws. Oh, and she makes them both. 57-50.
The clock becoming a factor now. 3:08 to go.
Right side now is Shaw. Oh, Krumick shoved an arm in there. Nice head fake by Russell. Russell drifts left side. Russell back to the top. Kid's got it, 31. 2:55 to go. Kid, one bounce. Oh, Krumick steals it away for an instant. Krumick and Gomes. Oh, but Gilming's able to hang on to it. She heaves it over the top of her head to the other side of the court. Rocky Russell's got it. She's got Williams all over. Now Krumick steals it away. Gomes comes up with it. 57-50. Flatten's going to kill a little bit of the clock with 25. 57-50. Flatten very slowly across the timeline. Flatten now. Uh-oh, Shaw steals it away. A poor pass by Flatten. Shaw goes in left side. Now Flatten gets a hand on it and tips it out of bounds. Flatten's yelling at Krumick or Jackson or somebody. And now a timeout has been called. I don't know if... Yeah, the Warriors call the timeout. It's a full timeout. 57-50, fans. 2:23 to go. This timeout brought to you by Bon Appetit Food Services for a Sustainable Future. Bon Appetit Management Company right here on campus at Dominican University of California. Also brought to you by the Wells Fargo Bank. Free checking with direct deposit. 12 Marin locations to serve you. You can find them on the web at wellsfargo.com. Stuart Horn, along with Chris Holtz. Chris Holtz, my guest, sitting in until the end of this one with only 2:23 to go. Chris, a statistician for the Warriors, a senior up there at William Jessup, graduating this May. That'll be a great day for you, man. It'll be one of the greatest days of your life. It was for me, anyway. Here come the Jessups. Jessups on the short side. 2:23 to go. Inbounds. Jennifer Jackson steals it away after the poor inbounds by Patton. Now Flatten's going to bring it up.
That was a big steal there.
Yeah, that was massive. Now here comes Flatten with 22 on the shot clock. We're coming up on 2 minutes, fans. The Penguins by 7. Baskerville in the corner. Baskerville tries to throw it away. She does get rid of it. Uh-oh. And she gets it to Gomes. And it went right between Williams and Jackson into the Penguin bench. 2:02 to go. The Penguins by 7. You can't mail this one in. Not even close. An eternity to go with just under 2 minutes now. Shaw.
Not a score here, though, for William Jessup.
All right. Shaw now brings it up. I would agree. Jessup could use a score here. Shaw on the left wing. She's got Jennifer Jackson just barking at her. They get it over to Patton. Patton. Oh. Patton flings it indoors. And I think it was a travel called.
Yep. Fell down.
Patton fell down and skidded. She... Normally the pivot foot, this time Patton's pivot knee slipped. 57-50, 1:42. Penguins will have it with a full court press from the Warriors. They get it inbounds, and Penguins are going to kill it a little bit in the backcourt. Here comes Flatten. She's got Patton all over. Patton, Flatten, Flatten, Patton. Left side, indoors, Gomes off the glass! Raquel Gomes buries a deuce. 59-50, the Penguins are starting to pull away with 1.5 to go. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Here goes Shaw. Oh, Shaw slams in to Jennifer Jackson, and they're going to call it on JJ, and Shaw will go to the line. And that was uncalled for. Jackson, I thought Jackson had come set, but apparently not. I don't think the referee thought that. Now Jackson's going to go over and plead her case with the ref. And generally speaking, at this point, the refs don't listen. After they've already called a foul, here's Shaw on the line. 59-50 with 1:20 to go. Shaw on the line. Shaw in and out and back in. It rattles home. 8-point game. Penguin men are in the house and they're jumping around over there like caged animals. They are pumped. Shaw on the way. Shaw buries them both. Good work there by Shaw. 1:20 to go. Gomes to bring it in. She gets it into Flatten. Flatten with Patton on her. Flatten in the backcourt. Patton's just going to try and foul. Over to Gomes. Gomes brings it up. Gomes stutter step. Low bounce pass. Jennifer Jackson off the glass. What a great assist by Raquel Gomes! Gomes with the low bounce pass gets it to go. 61-52, 1 minute. Kia on the way. Long three ball, no. Back down Kidd. Kidd goes back up with an air ball. Gomes comes down with it. She just hangs onto it. Gomes, it gets away from her. Now it's on the floor. Everybody's on it. It's a scrum. Gilming ends up with a ball in her midsection. She's helped up by Jennifer Jackson. It's going to be a jump ball. And I think the Penguins are going to get it. Yes, they are.
So they had nine players on the court, and Dominican comes up with it. Rugby.
Yeah, nine players on the floor. They were all over the place. It was a good job by Gomes to break it up. 61-52 with 48 seconds. Now Baskerville is going to bring it in. Last time these two teams met, the Penguins won on a buzzer beater. In the backcourt, Flatten. Now over to JJ, 45. JJ across the middle, 43 seconds. JJ hit the big two ball at the buzzer from half court. And JJ's forced over out of bounds by Kia Shaw. Nope, she's fouled. She was forced for something, but Shaw had to foul her.
Yeah.
For any chance at all for the Warriors at this point, she had to foul. Here's Jennifer Jackson on the line, and that one is good. Knocks that one home. JJ with 39 seconds. 10-point lead now for the Penguins all of a sudden. And she now make it 11. Inbounds, Patton. No, check it, that's Rocky Russell. She brings it up. Gilman, right side. She's got Baskerville on her. Kidd now. Kidd goes right, left. Kidd up against Olivia Williams, nothing. Kidd flips it back outside. Kia Shaw on the way. Shaw goes two ball, no. Baskerville comes down with it, 24 seconds. Oh, fast break, Penguins. Up to Olivia Williams on the right side. Now she's going to turn around, slow things down. Now Gomes. Now Flatten. 16 seconds. Flatten in the backcourt, and Patton jumps on her. So Flatten will go to the line. Flatten with the palms to the ceiling. She's not sure why Patton went ahead and fouled her with an 11-point lead and 13 seconds.
I'm not sure why either.
Yeah, Flatten just wanted to run the clock out, and that's why the Penguins didn't go after the bucket on the fast break. But Flatten will go to the line. Patton playing very aggressively. Can't knock her for that. Flatten cans the first one. 13 seconds to go, fans. Penguins by 12. On the way, and this one's in and out. Kidd in the backcourt, 13 seconds. 12 seconds now. Kidd goes up against Jennifer Jackson. Kidd brings it across, flings it left side. Rocky on the way. Rocky goes three ball, missed it. Kidd down with it. Back up, 2-1, and that's game.
Yep, and Dominican wins a crucial California Pacific Conference game. Now equals their conference record at 5-5. Jessup falls to 4-6, and depending on what happens tonight in the rest of the conference, Warriors could go to either 6th or 7th. So.
All right, Chris, anything else before I wrap up this first game?
Well, thank you very much.
All right, very
for
good.
For having me on.
64-52 is your final, fans. Chris Holtz has been sitting in, my guest from William Jessup University. Appreciate him sitting by. Penguins, ladies victorious tonight. Penguin men scheduled to tip off in about 18 minutes. Current, well, 19 minutes, actually. 7:11 p.m., fans, for those of you listening abroad. Our DU cheerleaders are out on the floor, a couple of new ones. I think these ladies are freshmen. I'm not sure. So we'll have the men's game in its entirety coming up next. As Chris mentioned, the Penguin women 500 now in conference, 5-5. Jessup, 4-6. We'll have the men's game for you in about, it says 19 minutes and 45 seconds. So I'm going to go with the overhead clock. I'll be back in about 18 minutes with the pregame, the lineups, the national anthem, and the guys. All coming up, radio.dominican.edu. We'll send it back to the station now for a little more Indian unsigned music on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm gonna go to the hospital. Hi, fans. This is head coach Brett Tavani. I'm not running the DU men's basketball team through drills. I listen to radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins, and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.